Hello, everyone. Welcome to Global Offensive. Oh God, would you stop? Okay, we talk about anything and everything. So first of all, introductions. So we have Tracer. Introduce yourself, man.
Hey, what's up, my nigga?
Oh God,
what's happening?
Oh God,
what's happening? Oh, all right, I'm a bit caught up right now. I am busy getting my.
Now, what are you doing on a podcast?
Man, I'm playing FIFA and I'm on the podcast.
You're playing FIFA? Oh my God. Okay, next we have the Indian.
Hey, I'm the Indian.
That is the saddest intro ever.
It's like, fine.
Hey, I'm the Indian. show me this and that.
Next we have Orlando.
What's up, man? You want some weed?
We have a long way to go.
I don't know. Okay, and then finally we have Big D.
Big Doosh.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Global Offensive.
Okay, very good. Before we think, we would like to wish everyone a happy Diwali and happy Diwali. Yeah. Okay, who wants to start? Anybody has a topic to go with this? Anyone has something to talk about?
I mean, we can talk about anything. Okay. We can talk about shows to watch. I need suggestions for that.
If you want to prepare something before the podcast, you can have something.
I mean, we can literally just talk about anything, like shows to watch and stuff.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, if you have anything prepared, Tracer, if you have anything to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, Tracer, let's talk about it.
Do you have anything prepared? Anyone has
first
anything
rule
prepared?
Of, first rule of Global Offensive, you don't talk about Global Offensive.
Okay.
Isn't that literally what we're doing right now?
It's fine. I mean, like I said, anyone prepared?
I mean, we can talk about how shitty the internet in Pakistan is.
Okay, just let me start. I'll give you guys, just to start on a topic, just like, for example, let's go for sex education.
No. I can't talk about that right now.
Yes, you can.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Yes, you can.
It's not Malaysia right now, man.
No. You know, Tracer, it's not really helping when your background noises is polluting this whole zone.
Man, at least it's just my background noise. It's not my background.
No, sure, like sure, you. Sure. You and your Pakistani humble jumper in the back. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Anyways. Interesting topic, right? Indian, we were you want to talk about sex education?
Let's talk about that.
I just wanted to know, like, how, like, all of you guys, how did you go through sex education? Did you have any?
It's called a website. It's called a website. Everyone knows it.
If you don't know it,
then something's wrong with you.
It's fine, but
my country and Traces and Big D's country, I don't think so. You know, because not in the service, definitely for religion purposes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, keeping it halal.
We usually had like older men called the imams usually talk about sex education.
Huh? I was going wrong places right there.
Really? How did that went? How did that went?
I mean, I never went through it.
Haven't you seen Big D?
Oh my God!
It's not, I mean, I really can't say much here.
Obviously,
I guess that's somewhere Big D.
Just so people know, Tracer is kind of a bitch. He used to whine every time. So right now,
he whines about everything.
In family, so he cannot whine and bitch about everything. That's kind of good.
Right. Let's go. Ian and Orlando, you both are from the same country. How was sex education in your country then?
I mean, shouldn't we tell everyone where we're from?
That depends on That depends on whoever's speaking. If they want to share, go ahead.
I prefer not saying, but it's fine. I won't say where I come from.
Okay.
In our country, I had sex ed in primary
school. An uncle.
Really. No,
really?
It was an uncle.
It was your uncle.
No, what the? Oi.
Bro. Right, back on order. I will come on back on track.
It's real.
Yeah, and then you were saying
it's like the way he comes in is so weird. He just comes in, look at all the kids.
It's like, haha, bonus.
On the girls. And we were all like, he's a pedophile. Yeah.
Aren't they all?
That's his kid. And that's how I know.
He sounded gay.
Tracer?
Yo, what's up?
I swear to God, I will slap you very hard if you don't get out of that environment right now.
Man, wait.
I can give you a hand.
No. Hey, I don't need help from Orlando. No.
Back to whatever we were saying. Like you guys have a formal sexual education in your country, then.
Yes, but as I say, it's really weird. The guy himself is weird, talking about penises and stuff. He didn't even mention the word penis or vagina once.
Contraception?
He just went like wee-wee and pee-pee.
Wee-wee.
Wee!
That sounds French, but still. Wee-wee and pee-pee.
Okay,
and man, I just conceded a 19-minute goal, man.
Contraception?
No contraception, man. You're in primary school. You want to
that was primary school.
Yeah. High school kids humping tables at that time, right? That would be weird.
I mean, what about high school then? What about high school?
High school, none of that. It's just when we went to the bus stop, some people were distributing condoms, that's all, for awareness.
What?
Yeah, so at least they are doing that. But let me tell you something about my country. We don't have a formal sexual education due to religion restrictions and all that. But what we do have is, okay, if you take the subject of science, right, we have science all throughout primary to secondary school. We have a particular chapter that talks about sexual organs, contraceptions, and STDs. And that's all the sexual education we get. That's all we get.
I mean, for Pakistan, I mean, it's just like Big D would know. Like, he's from the same country as I am. It's just nasty. Like,
yeah, represent,
nigga. Come on. But it's just nasty. I can't talk about that.
You can't talk about
the environment. Maybe
the funny thing is, we don't usually get Cloudy said, it's all religious based. We don't usually get sexual education, but then our parents expect us to know this shit, and it's frustrating every time we do this shit without their consent.
It is simply because you all have access to a very holy website where you can learn all about all this.
Oh wait! I think we lost.
Someone got disconnected.
We lost Big D.
We lost the D. We lost the D. We lost the D. And then
we lost the D.
Ah, man.
Wait, it's all right.
1945 all over again.
While we wait for them to recover. Orlando, you can tell me a bit more, right, about your country then. It's like what Indian said just now, that there's no proper formal sexual education once you reach high school.
Correct. There's no proper formal or specific curriculum concerning that. It just depends on who is teaching it.
Women, like, to help awareness, like, other than distributing condoms at the bus stop, like, have they brought STDs into awareness?
Well, they did distribute condoms concerning STDs and HIV. We had someone who was We had someone.
We have Indian. The disease. Yes, okay. We have the Indian.
He's back. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we had some connection problem. I don't know why my phone just went black and just disconnected.
Man, I'm the one in Pakistan. I'm supposed to be having internet problems, aren't you guys, man? Come on.
Right. And so, at least, like, this is what I've noticed. Right? I read an article about in the UK, they somehow have given up on sexual education, and somewhat the distribution of condoms seems to be a solution for them instead of proper sexual education. What do you guys think about that?
You've seen them, they're animals.
They're what?
They're animals.
They're animals.
At what point, actually? See one episode of Jeremy Kyle and you tell me.
Oh, okay. I've seen that.
That's a proper sex education rather than non. I mean,
Otherwise, you're all going to end up like Coach Steve.
We don't get
yet, but shout out to Big Mouth, all right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just so everyone knows, Coach Steve is not a real person.
So anyway, at what age have you guys, like, you know, starting to realize that sex is a thing?
Six.
What?
Oh, man, I mean, what kind of questions is that? Huh, I don't know, man. What age did you learn that it's a thing?
I would say around the age of...
What age did you become sexually active?
I mean, for Cloudy, he's still not active. He's still...
When is your sister coming to my country, then we'll talk.
Ay.
All right.
Ouch. Man, I don't think you'll have much luck with that, you know.
Sure. We wait and see. Next year. Anyway, like I said,
you know what just happened, right, Cloudy?
Right.
You just publicly didn't announce that you're a pedophile.
Yeah, kinda. I mean,
next year, how old will she be? How old will she be next year? Tell me.
She won't be 18.
What is the age of consent in Pakistan? Don't make me Google this. I will.
There is no age of consent.
Okay, I'm going to Google consent. This. I'm going to Google this. Fuck you, I'm going to Google this. The minimum age is 18 for men and 16 for women in Pakistan. So there you go.
Hallelujah!
There you go.
That's his paradise. Next thing you know, Cloudy's booking a visa and a ticket and he's coming here tomorrow.
Oh my
God. One of my sister's friends are hot.
That is so very random. But it is like, okay, stop. It is something that you have to be aware of, like contraception and STDs. But how bad is it in your respective countries then? Premarital sex.
What's it like? Oh, it's nasty. I mean, it's religion, man. It's mostly religion here. And that's why you can't like do that shit here.
It depends on the community.
The majority of the community is like more than anything, so I cannot wave your pee-pee everywhere.
I mean, like my community. I wasn't relating to religion. I was mostly saying about district and areas, because different districts have different ways of dealing with stuff.
Does that have to do with social status or...
Yeah, more or less.
Social status, because there are areas which are like quite fancy and some areas which are a bit running low.
But
it's just everywhere at some point. But you can hear that last year with it, it was a boy of 15, a boy who was 15, fucked a girl who was 13. They were having consensual sex, apparently. The heck?
Because it was fun. That was the reason, because it was feeling good.
They didn't use any contraception, so it led to pregnancy and stuff. It was really bad.
Teenage pregnancy. Mm.
Yeah. So the guy, the boy was like, I didn't know I could get pregnant at that age. Man.
Ah, damn.
You go to Pornhub, you know about it. Come on, man.
This is an interesting thing. Like when I was back in high school, right, I was a high school senior, and I actually have known one of my juniors she got pregnant, right? She got pregnant and she has to leave school. And it happened it's pretty surprising because it's in my school.
Everyone's breaking up. I can't understand anyone, man. The internet here, man. Man, yeah, friendly word of advice. If you come to Pakistan, first of all, don't. But if you do, get a good internet.
Come on, man.
I mean, get travel.
Get internet insurance, man. It's nasty.
Is it because your area has bad internet, or is it all of Pakistan has bad internet?
Man, I got no idea. I think it's all of Pakistan, man. Lately.
Lately, it's all of Pakistan.
I've been trying to download this game, Red Dead Redemption, 92 GB. It's like been a week, and it's only what, like 10 GB done. I have given up hope. I'm going to play when I come back.
Big D, we can't hear you.
Yeah.
We can spoil the game for
bring,
you.
Put your D out of your mouth so you can talk properly, nigga.
It's too big.
Come on. If it's in a baby's mouth, then yalla, it's going to be bigger.
What the fuck?
Wait.
Whoa.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
Whoa, no.
It's Deadpool. Man, it's Deadpool. Come on.
It's Deadpool, but you don't say you put it in a baby's mouth. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
911?
What is your emergency?
We're all going to jail.
I mean, not if you're in Malaysia, man. It's all cool in Malaysia. Malaysians dig that.
No comment.
One ticket to hell. One.
No comment.
All right, so guys, here's an important question. What did you guys realize white thingy comes out of your peepees?
And when did we realize white things came out of our pee-pee?
Yes.
Primary school.
Primary school.
What? What age did you go to primary school, man?
Primary school.
No joke. I was 9 years old.
Wait.
What the fuck?
Let me ask you a question.
No, Indian, let me ask you a question.
How the fuck did you find out that white stuff come out of your pee-pee at 9?
Exactly.
Did somebody talk it for you?
My question.
It's very simple. I just finished watching the first Transformer and
I hear you, nigga. I hear you. Come on.
Was asking him, why were you masturbating? Are you masturbating? Then I went and searched the word.
I saw you were masturbating because of Megan Fox. Oh, my God.
Can somebody just search when Transformers came out?
Transformers 2007. The first film came out in 2007. Like that, It's about
OG.
About 11 years ago.
The only good Transformers. The only good Transformer, I guess.
Yeah, then, I mean,
you were 11 years old at that time, Jason. You little fuck. Don't say 9.
I mean, still, 11 doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
11 kind of makes sense, though.
I mean, 11.
Yeah, true.
No, because I do remember I wasn't yet in my last year of primary school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have watched some kind of unrated film when they were, I don't know, jacking off in a sandwich or something.
So wait, Orlando.
It's not Big Mouth, man. Come on, they're not Jay's brothers.
Wait, Big D has a question. Big D has a question.
Orlando.
Yes.
Was your dick the same size as it is right now?
What kind of question is that, Big D? What kind of question is that?
Maybe for you, man. Maybe for you.
Okay, Big D.
Because he's curious. He has the same issue.
Wait. Orlando has an answer. Orlando has an answer. Wait.
Come back.
Shh. Big D.
Uh-huh.
Since you took your time to take your dick out of your mouth, I will.
I see you come back coming.
No, it was. No. Okay.
Wait, what?
I mean, that was a soft answer. Soft. Just like, you know.
But maybe you lose your shit if you knew that Orlando actually lost his virginity at 14.
Yeah, true. He did tell us.
What?
14. Yeah, he lost his virginity when he was 14.
Yeah. That was big.
Oh my
god. No, I mean,
Cloudy, when do you lose your virginity?
I mean, how do you top that? By getting pregnant at 16 or at when you're about to turn 15?
Am I comfortable with answering that question?
I mean, we all know
breaking up.
Let's just say high school.
How old were you in high school?
Can't hear anyone, man.
It was high school, so yeah.
Big D.
Yeah.
What are you trying to compare?
I'd say dick sizes, but we all know who's bigger.
Yeah, I know. It's Orlando.
You want a measuring contest?
We can whip it up. Us, okay, we can't whip out the podcast.
Wait. No, we're gonna whip out our dicks, we're gonna smash them against the phone. Let's see who makes the biggest thump.
You're using Indian's phone. You'll be using Indian's phone, you know that, right? You guys are gonna whip out both of your dicks.
That's why, like, I damn.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's the partition all over again, 1945.
What?
What happened?
I don't know. He said something about 1945 and I lost him.
Lolly.
What?
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 What? What?
Speaking of Lolly, here's something that I would like to know. Tracer. You still on speaking terms with the missus?
Oh, yeah. That shit is rock solid, nigga. Come on.
You guys are good now? You guys are good now?
Come on. All right. Yeah, nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. The shit is rock solid. Come on.
Yeah,
kind of like something else, but it's cool. Hey.
That's not what you told me last night.
Men can... Huh? What? Ouch. I mean...
What the fuck was that?
I was like, what, nigga?
It's not a rock solid.
Man, can someone send me gifts in Pokemon Go?
No.
Man, I need that shit. Come on.
They're sending you gifts every day. Calm down.
Man, I need them balls, nigga. I need them balls. Yeah, I don't have them balls.
Exactly. You don't have them balls. I was about to say.
I just used my last ball. Yeah, I'm out of balls now.
I would just like to know, have you been to the city?
I mean,
Pokemon Go?
No, not yet, man. I haven't been to the city.
So you don't have the city of Pokestops and gyms in your area, then?
Yeah, there's nothing here. It's just nasty. I'm just hatching eggs, right?
Where do you live? Just... Like, exactly? Is it like on the outskirts of town, or is it like way away from town, or middle
it's
of
like the outskirts, man? It's like the outskirts. It's not a jungle. It's like an outskirts. It's like a very edge of the city community.
How far is the closest?
It's far, like 20k.
It cannot be worse than where we are right now.
Yeah.
It cannot be worse.
20k? Like, shit.
Oh, man. Is anyone watching the Man City match? The Chelsea Pindy match?
He's watching the match.
So I take it. 6-1, is it? Is, oh, yeah. Come on, Aguero. Oh, Sterling scored another man. And Aguero has another hat trick. Yes, boy.
Right. Come on. Since we've reached a downtime, let's go to something that I've actually prepared. Tracer, do you have a bad dad joke for us today?
Oh, no! Man.
When does he never have one?
Oh, man.
When does he ever run out of them?
Yeah, that's exactly. This is fillers. This is fillers. Let's go.
No, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, that's I mean, I have one.
Okay, let's go.
Maybe. It's probably not just one.
Okay, let's go.
I mean, what time did the man go to?
All right, guys, see you tomorrow.
Okay, wait. What time?
There's 1 minute. See you tomorrow.
Not for real.
What
time did the guy go to the dentist?
Anyone? Any takers?
Tooth hurty.
Allahu
Akbar.
That's coming from
love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I have to commit seppuku now. I started this. Oh, my God. That one's actually bad. It hurts. It physically hurts. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Hey, sir.
Orlando, did you just...
Yeah, he just used my name.
Orlando, why?
But my name is Jeff.
Leave it.
My name is Jeff.
I can't keep cutting this.
My name is Jeff.
Oh my God, that's the
record. All right, guys.
Sorry, Cloudy.
Cloudy. Before we end
the... That's the effect of the joke.
Right. Okay, before we end this.
Oh, okay. One question. What's your, as we all know that this is the month for the No Nut November thingy.
Okay.
What's your guys' record?
Oh, what's man, I was like 2 minutes into 1st of October, man. Come on. The 1st of November.
I was like,
feel bad the whole month.
Let me tell you guys.
I just feel bad for the first day.
Let me tell you guys what happened. It was the 31st of October, right? So it was around. I was doing it. And then I nut like, on the 1st of November. So I guess I lost before November.
I mean, you can't lose before November. You have to, if you do it in November, then you lose. No.
I started in the 31st of October at midnight. Then it happened on the 1st of November. So what happens then?
That's the thing. You masturbate at 10. Ah,
man, I have this upgraded version of how do you make water holy. No. Come on. You know you want to listen to it. Come on.
We were good. The Indian was saying something. The Indian was saying something.
I mean, it's about the noon of November. How you can lose it at the first minute? You just start masturbating at 11:59 on the 31st of October.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
Maybe for Big G, you just start at like 9. You just start at 12, and then you finish at 12.
Oh,
30 seconds. 12 and 30 seconds, maybe, for the big deal. I don't know, man.
Cloudy,
I mean, it took me a good 2 minutes.
Yes. Wait, what? Oh. Yes.
You know what's more concerning about this topic?
Why?
It's not the fact that we lost, that you guys lost in the first few minutes. It's the fact that you only take a few minutes to masturbate.
Exactly. Exactly.
But you should, dude.
Normally, okay. Let's go to something more sensitive.
I was going to.
What about my dad joke, man?
Wait, I will hold your dad joke. No, wait.
You cannot. Wait. It's legendary.
Let him finish.
So I was gonna ask. Oh shit! Wait.
Yeah. So how much time does it actually take for you to masturbate?
Me specifically.
It's not the cloud. The smallest penis of all.
Yeah, whip it out. Huh? Thump in on a phone.
Man, no. Like I said, the biggest thump wins.
So honestly, like, it takes like an hour for resources.
Wait. Somebody was pumping his phone. We couldn't hear anything.
It's probably Orlando.
Come on then.
I can't hear shit, you know.
Answer Victor's question.
Pa, can you answer the question?
Again? Was it Indian's question or Victor's question? Anyway, like I said, it usually takes around half an hour for 45 minutes to look for content, right? So you get to the right content. And then
that's the biggest issue.
Yeah, that's going to take the longest. And then usually what? It will take 15 to 20 minutes. And then I'm done.
Oh, 15 to 20 minutes. Average.
Yeah, about 15 to 20 minutes. Depending on who's on the screen.
Man, I'm coming to my dad joke. Let's go.
Wait.
Nice fun.
No one else has answered. Yeah. This is me. Yes.
I need to take about 3 hours.
Yeah. Because you go to sleep while doing it. Then you wake up after 3 hours. You pass out.
His hands fall asleep. That's what happens.
He passes out.
Oh, shit.
5 minutes, just choose my category, and then I go for 5 minutes.
Okay. Like, it takes that, like, 2 hours and 5 minutes to just, like, get it up and, you know.
Yeah. All right. Tracer has a joke.
How do you make water holy?
Anyone? How do you make water holy?
You boil the hell out of it. And that's 1 minute. I will see you tomorrow.
You haven't done.
Again, it hurts. It hurts, Tracer. It hurts. And on that note, I guess we're done. So thank you everyone for listening. Say goodnight.
Yeah.
Next 1 hour, see you tomorrow. Oh god. Okay. It was Cloud, the Indian, Big D, Tracer, and Orlando.
Come on.
See you later. Bye bye.
That was 1 minute. Kinda like, you know, someone's life.
Right. So we'll end at that note. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. Please press the subscribe button.
Yeah, please. Come on. We will have a YouTube channel soon.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.